Hi, welcome back to Words Accompanied by the Spirit. This is episode 285 entitled, Who Are You in Covenants With? As I watch the news and the attacks on Iran, I listen to an evil sodomite and murderer of babies call others evil. The false narrative that will give the blind and those condemned to die a reason to believe that this evil is justified. How do you think that Iran is foolish enough to tell you how far they have progressed in nuclear weapons? You are their enemy. These weapons will be used against you at the time of your demise, and you sit back as sons of Satan, warmongers and doers of evil, while the media skews the narrative. A leader who is telling you because of their greed, lies, and wickedness, there will be some casualties. You are being gaslit as you are biblically being walked into your destruction. As you deceive yourselves with the lies of the putrid, God has spoken about you as the time draws nigh, as the truth of who you are is being revealed daily. Eaters of the flesh of children, adolescents, adults, and drinkers of their blood. Filthy murderers. And those of you who will die for the devil, forfeiting any and all opportunities to see God's face in peace. Don't do it. After these things, I saw another angel coming down from heaven, possessing great authority. And the earth was illuminated with his splendor and radiance. And he shouted with a mighty voice, saying, "Fallen, fallen, certainly to be destroyed is Babylon the Great. She has become a dwelling place for demons, a dungeon haunted by every unclean spirit, and a prison for every unclean and loathsome bird, a cage and a stockade. You will be trapped with every unclean and hateful spirit that are also trapped while they wreak havoc in Babylon. Their anger is kindled because they are limited by the power of the Lord, only to destroy whom it is given to destroy, even his enemies. For all the nations have drunk from the wine of the passion of her sexual immorality, sodomites and eaters of men, women, and children. And the kings and political leaders of the earth have committed immorality with her. As you see from the arrest of Andrew Mountbatten Windsor, Peter Mandelson, Torbjørn Jagland, Miroslav Lychek, and Borga Brenda. The few that may be held accountable against hundreds of names in the files, including Donald Trump, Bill Clinton, and Elon Musk. And the merchants of the earth have become rich by the wealth and economic power of her sensuous luxury. So here are two definitions of sensuous. Number one, a total devotion to gratifying bodily appetites, often characterized as a sin of the flesh. It is associated with unrestrained, indulgent, and shameless behavior that disregards moral limits, often translated from the Greek asilgia, licentiousness, lasciviousness, which signifies lewdness and lack of self-control. And number two, a life governed by base, fleshly desires, physical senses, or unbridled lust rather than the Holy Spirit. It is associated with selfishness, debauchery, and wantonness, often listed alongside sins like sexual impurity and envy. Sensual is also derived from the Greek word psychikos, natural, unspiritual. Again, psychikos interpreted as natural and unspiritual. And I heard another voice from heaven saying, "Come out of her, my people, so that you will not be partner in her sins and receive her plagues. For her sins, crimes, transgressions have piled up as high to heaven. And God has remembered her wickedness and crimes for judgment." Even those partakers who justify wickedness, calling good evil and evil good, repay to her even as she has repaid others, and pay back to her double her torment, in accordance with what she has done, in the cup of sin and suffering which she mixed, mix a double portion of perfect justice for her. I will never be able to stomach what my dad sees every day, but it is important that we actively pursue his truth and justice, asking him for favor and to put us in a powerful position to be intercessors on behalf of the innocent, as we pray for the downfall of the wicked. I pray that they are revealed and destroyed swiftly. Realize that none of us deserve to live. The connotation of filthy rags does not describe our depravity and sinfulness. I have been watching J for Jesus, a mighty prayer warrior for the Lord and sister in Christ. It is beneficial for me as I am praying for God's grace as an advocate for the Lord. Her prayers are pure fire, eloquently guided by the Holy Spirit. As it is written, she is hiding his word in her heart that she may not sin against him. Her prayer life is powerful. While I was being convicted by Celestial, the prophet of the Most High, that we are not doing enough. As I have been engaging with Jay's platform, I have begun to recognize what has been evident in my walk with my Heavenly Father. I pray according to the Spirit often, and my prayers are answered immediately, usually in just a sentence or two, and relatively short. And I fast often, but the Holy Spirit has been impressing upon me that some things goeth not out but by prayer and fasting on a deeper level. You see, when Jesus prayed many times, he did not even touch the person or people. It is commanded for a reason. Lay hands suddenly on no man. Neither be partakers of other men's sins. Keep thyself pure. 1 Timothy chapter 5, verse 22 of the King James Version. His words were few, but his prayers were powerful. But there is a time, and there are times, when we are told to press in, to go higher in the Almighty Father. And he came out and went as he was wont, as he had done many times before, showing the consistency of his prayer life to the Mount of Olives. And his disciples also followed him. And when he was at the place, he said unto them, pray that ye enter not into temptation. And he was withdrawn from them about a stone's cast, and kneeled down and prayed, saying, Father, if thou be willing, remove this cup from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done. And there appeared an angel unto him from heaven, strengthening him. And being in an agony, he prayed more earnestly. And his sweat was as it were great drops of blood falling down to the ground. Luke chapter 22, verses 39 to 44 of the King James Version. He wasn't crying fake tears. He was in agony, sweating great drops of blood, real blood. Think about that. The fierceness and the fire in this prayer that was needed for him to overcome his flesh and fears, knowing what was coming, to prepare to lay down his life for degenerates such as we are. Jesus was in torment, and one of the reasons why the disciples were sleeping is because it was unbearable for them to watch their master in this level of distress and suffering. But Jesus commanded them, asking them, why are you sleeping? Rise and pray, lest you enter into temptation. Of all that he could have warned them of, falling into temptation was a critical component of what is coming and already here. And at that moment, Judas, who was tempted by that nominal price of 30 pieces of silver, the price of a slave, think about the significance of that. The Son of God sold for the price of a slave. Yet I digress. To the degree that she glorified herself and reveled and gloated in her sensuality, living deliciously and luxuriously, to that same degree impose on her the torment and anguish and mourning and grief. Because hey, it won't be them on the front lines defending their evil concupiscence. It will be you. And the willingness in which they are readily open to sacrifice your soul should speak volumes. For in her heart she boasts, I sit as a queen on a throne. From the man who successfully dodged a draft not once or twice, but five times. Let that sink in. And I am not a widow and will never, ever see mourning or experience grief. Revelation chapter 18, verses 1 through 7. But it's okay for you to do so. A people who talk about how powerful this man's vain and worthless words are. They gaslight you into joining the army of the beast, and many won't have a choice. To those, have faith. Let me remind you of who these people truly are. I know thy works in tribulation and poverty, but thou art rich. And I know the blasphemy of them which say they are Jews and are not, but are of the synagogue of Satan. Hello? Are you listening? None of what they are doing is of God. Behold, I will make them of the synagogue of Satan, which say they are Jews and are not, but do lie. Behold, I will make them to come and worship before thy feet and to know that I have loved thee. Revelations 2:9 and 3:9, respectively. Arrogant haters of God, bullies, wretched and corrupt, a people who lie, full of pride and actively hostile to God, warmongers themselves, engaging in wickedness while the U.S. excuses their evil actions as one who does the same and worse. Violators of ethical and moral standards who commit mass atrocities, gross human rights violations, war crimes, ethnic cleansing, genocide, apartheid, and exterminations. They do these things openly, and they will be brought down openly, and all who are complicit in their sin. It has been a while since I have been here, and I am thankful to my Heavenly Father. As we go into the 29th chapter of the book of Deuteronomy. As we begin, I want you to understand why it is good to pray for wisdom and understanding. Wisdom is a chief spirit. I, godly wisdom, reside with prudence, good judgment, moral courage, and astute common sense. And I find knowledge and discretion. The reverent fear and worshipful awe of the Lord includes the hatred of evil. Pride and arrogance and the evil way, and the perverted mouth I hate. Counsel is mine and sound wisdom. I am understanding. Power and strength are mine. By me kings reign and rulers decide and decree justice. By me princes rule and nobles, all who judge and govern rightly. I love those who love me, and those who seek me early and diligently will find me. Proverbs chapter 8, verses 12 to 17 of the Amplified Version. As it is written, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Matthew chapter 6, verse 33 of the King James Version. I am baffled as to how many go through their day without a thought towards God. They are just existing. They have no faith, with no eternal promise of good to look forward to. God is not even an afterthought as they blaspheme his name senselessly and without fear. It is their primary language. the thoughts and intents of their hearts. You are a liar who holds his name in such vulgar disregard and will say that you love him. The wicked, through the pride of his countenance, will not seek after God. God is not in all his thoughts. He has said in his heart, I shall not be moved, for I shall never be in adversity. Psalm chapter 10, verses 4 and 6 of the King James Version. Why is it that you never hear your cadence as it is displayed throughout the word of the Lord, prideful boasters? These are the words of the covenant which the Lord commanded Moses to make with the children of Israel in the land of Moab, beside the covenant which he made with them in Horeb. And Moses called unto all Israel and said unto them, You have seen all that the Lord did before your eyes in the land of Egypt unto Pharaoh, and unto all his servants, and unto all his land. The great temptations which thine eyes have seen, the signs and those great miracles. Yet the Lord hath not given you an heart to perceive, and eyes to see, and ears to hear unto this day. Deuteronomy chapter 29, verses 1 through 4 of the King James Version. Egypt was utterly destroyed and left in carnage. And Israel was blind, not understanding that God does not give his precious virtues to those who haven't sought him, to those who haven't spent time with him. His gifts are precious. It is why Moses and Joshua were so powerful. They lived in the presence of the Lord. You can tell the few rare vessels that truly love the Lord. They thrive and survive in his presence. And the Lord spake unto Moses face to face, as a man speaketh unto his friend. And he turned again into the camp. But his servant Joshua, the son of Nun, a young man, departed not out of the tabernacle. Exodus chapter 33, verse 11 of the King James Version. He stayed in the dwelling place with the Lord. You have to wonder what Joshua was learning and the deep and meaningful relationship that he established with the Most High. I have led you in the wilderness 40 years. Your clothes have not worn out on you, and your sandals have not worn out on your feet. You have not eaten bread, nor have you drunk wine or strong drink, so that you might know that I am the Lord your God, on whom you must depend. They were in complete and total dependence on the Lord. They did not grow their own food, and they did not build their own houses. Their dwellings were temporary, and God provided manna. When you reach this place, Sihon, the king of Heshbon, and Og, the king of Bashan, the giants, Nephilim, came out to meet us in battle. But we defeated them, and we took their land and gave it as an inheritance to the tribe of Reuben, the tribe of Gad, and the half-tribe of Manasseh. Deuteronomy chapter 29, verses 5 through 8 of the Amplified Version. This morning I was thankful as someone who did not have the support of family. As someone who knows that if it had not been for the Lord who was on my side when trouble rose up against me, I would not only have been swallowed up, I would be dead. When you know that the Father, the creator of heaven and earth, is the one that sustains you and holds you up by his right hand. You have to come to the realization of how blessed you truly are. When you know that the enemy has desired to snuff you out long ago. This is why I can't fathom those who can walk around and not even acknowledge the presence of the Lord in their lives, or haphazardly so. Those who are clueless and lack a relationship with Him. There is a lethal spirit and principality over this land and people, because this is what they truly believe. Even as they die and are dying every day and return to the dust from whence they came. For he saith, by the strength of my hand I have done it, and by my wisdom, for I am prudent. And I have removed the bounds of the people, and have robbed their treasures, and have put down the inhabitants like a valiant man. Isaiah chapter 10, verse 13 of the King James Version. Don't you know that whether you are the chosen of the Lord or his enemy, whether you are called as an instrument of judgment and justice, you are nothing without God's word that is sent forth. It is God who kills and makes alive. It is God who maketh poor and maketh rich. It is not by might nor by power, but by his spirit. He will keep the feet of his saints, and the wicked shall be silent in darkness. For by strength shall no man prevail. 1 Samuel 2nd chapter, verse 9 of the King James Version. It was by no man's strength that allowed Israel to defeat the Nephilim. Moses reminded them of this. We are but mortals. When the Israelites walked contrary to the Lord, they were defeated by their weakest enemies. And only as they walked in obedience were they able to conquer their foes. Keep therefore the words of this covenant and do them, that you may prosper in all that you do. You stand this day, all of you, before the Lord your God, your captains of your tribes, your elders, and your officers, with all the men of Israel, your little ones, your wives, and thy strangers that is in thy camp, from the hewer of thy wood unto the drawer of thy water, that thou shouldest enter into covenant with the Lord thy God and into his oath, because a covenant is a sacred, binding commitment which the Lord thy God maketh with thee this day, that he may establish thee today for a people unto himself, and that he may be unto thee a God, as he has said unto thee. He is establishing his role as God, Lord and Savior over our lives, to be worshiped over all. He is God, as he has said unto thee, and as he has sworn unto thy fathers, to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob. Neither with you only do I make this covenant and this oath, but with him that standeth here with us this day before the Lord our God, and also with him that is not here with us this day. Deuteronomy chapter 29, verses 9 through 15 of the King James Version. This is an unbreakable covenant that has been established throughout generations. What I have learned from listening to Saturday Recharge with Sister J is that many of us have ancestors who have entered into demonic and binding covenants with principalities and spiritual wickedness in high places. This is why we are plagued by generational and bloodline curses. And we should not be surprised, because the devil always attempts to desecrate the sanctity of God's image by creating a profane vulgarism that corrupts those who are fooled by it. His continual blasphemy is shameful and pathetic as he attempts to one-up God. He is a loathsome and pitiful copycat, and although he is dangerous to us as mere men, he is abject and envious of God. Covetous and a miserable wretch, he is everything that God abhors. For you know how we lived in the land of Egypt, and how we passed through the nations along the way, and you have seen their detestable acts and their repulsive idols of wood and stone, lifeless images of silver and gold, which they had with them, so that there will not be among you a man or woman or family or tribe whose heart turns away today from the Lord our God to go and serve the false gods of these nations. There is only one true God, and this is a warning. These are not lifeless images, but real demonic beings that will be utterly destroyed by Jesus when he returns. I'm not talking about the silver and gold or the lifeless images. So that there will not be among you a root of idolatry bearing poisonous fruit and wormwood or bitterness. It will happen that when he, a renegade, hears the words of this oath and he imagines himself as blessed, saying, I will have peace and safety even though I walk within the stubbornness of my heart, rejecting God and his law, in order that the watered land dwindles away along with the dry, destroying everything. The Lord will not be willing to forgive him. But then the anger of the Lord and his jealousy will burn against that man, and every curse which is written in this book will rest on him. The Lord will blot out his name from under heaven. Then the Lord will single him out for disaster from all the tribes of Israel, making an example of him, according to all the curses of the covenant that are written in this book of the law. Deuteronomy chapter 29, verses 16 to 21 of the Amplified Version. There is a video that I will link here of a Marine whose arm was broken as he spoke for what he believes in. It was heartbreaking in the way they assaulted him. But what was truly revealing was how those in attendance literally turned their backs to him and refused to acknowledge what was going on, with many being stone-faced. I thought of the blind man that was healed by Jesus and his parents who feared being thrown out of the synagogue. I warn you that it is hard to watch. Now the next generation, your children who come after you, and the foreigner who comes from a distant land, when they see the plagues of this land and the diseases with which the Lord has afflicted it, will say, the whole land is brimstone and salt, a burning waste, unsown and unproductive, and no grass grows in it. It is like the overthrow of Sodom and Gomorrah, Admah and Zeboim, which the Lord overthrew in his anger and wrath. All the nations will say, why has the Lord done this thing to this land? Why this great outburst of anger? Then the people will say, it is because they broke the covenant of the Lord, the God of their fathers, which he made with them when he brought them out of the land of Egypt, for they went and served other gods and worshiped them. False gods whom they have not known and whom he had not allotted, given to them. These same military commanders and leaders across the U.S. Armed Forces telling service members that Donald Trump was anointed by Jesus to light the signal fire in Iran to cause Armageddon and mark his return to the earth. When I heard this, all I could think is that Satan is ramping up his minions who are going no holds barred. They are bringing this beast system to the forefront and will kill any and everyone who doesn't line up with their wicked agenda. This same president who said, sadly, there will likely be more deaths before it ends. That's just the way it is. So the anger of the Lord burned against this land, bringing on it every curse that is written in the book. And the Lord uprooted them from their land in anger and in wrath and in great indignation, and cast them into another land as it is this day. Deuteronomy chapter 29, verses 22 to 28 of the Amplified Version. The lands of Russia and China. Now, as we close, I want you to meditate on the last verse in this chapter. The secret things belong to the Lord our God, but the things which are revealed and disclosed belong to us and to our children forever, so that we may do all the words of this law. Deuteronomy chapter 29, verse 29 of the Amplified Version. Once we know the truth, no matter how we attempt to alter it, suppress it, erase it, dismiss it, ignore and overlook it, we are responsible and accountable to it. That is why the omniscient, omnipresent, omnipotent, sovereign God has written, I testify and warn everyone who hears the words of the prophecy of this book, its predictions, consolations, and admonitions. If anyone adds anything to them, God will add to him the plagues, afflictions, calamities which are written in this book. And if anyone takes away from or distorts the words of the book of this prophecy, God will take away from that one his share from the tree of life and from the holy city, New Jerusalem, which are written in this book. Revelation chapter 22, verses 18 to 19 of the Amplified Version. Always coming from a place of love and in truth. And again, I humbly offer you some additional resources as the Lord is bringing them to me. As this prophet has described, given to her from God, so that you may prepare for what is to come. The end times are upon us, and because of my love for the Lord and my family and for you, and the great sorrow that I feel as I see those around me walking in oblivious darkness and untruths, I feel compelled to provide Celestial's teachings to you. The links are not referenced on the vlogs, but are available on the blog/podcast pages of my site at benevolentwoman.com. Please visit Celestial's site, the Master's Voice Prophecy blog. Also visit School of the Hebrews with Pastor Omar Tebow. And when you need help with praying effectively and with fire, as it is written, the fervent, effectual prayers of a righteous man availeth much. Visit Saturday Recharge with Sister J, or J for Jesus. God is calling his people. Thank you again. Thank you.